Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
ECB Wealth Management.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. Whether it's helping you choose a new Chevrolet vehicle, finding the perfect pre-owned truck, car, or SUV, or performing vital maintenance, repairs, adding accessories, or even emergency help with your vehicle, new Chevrolet vehicles are coming in weekly. Stop in and see one of our friendly sales professionals to see what's on the way, on the lot, or even custom order one the way you want. Go to JonesChev.com to see what's available or set up an appointment. You can even fill out the secure credit application and get pre-approved for competitive interest rate and lock it in. Jones Chevrolet Richland Center, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
News. I'm Sherry Preston. A federal judge is giving the Trump administration 2 weeks to prove it is working to return a man wrongly deported to prison back to the United States. There was a court order barring Kilmar Albrego Garcia from being sent to El Salvador, but he was sent there anyway. Dow futures once again pointing to a lower open on Wall Street. A teenage suspect now in custody after a shooting at a high school in Dallas. ABC's Jim Ryan is there.
17-year-old Tracy Haynes was booked into jail before midnight to face a charge called aggravated assault mass shooting. Like the suspect, the four victims are all boys and they are all expected to recover. Bond for Tracy Haynes was set at $600,000.
Gaza's Hamas-run government media office is warning in a statement that the Strip is entering a phase of complete humanitarian collapse. As Israel continues to bar the entry of aid, the statement comes after Israel said ground troops will stay in Gaza indefinitely. This is ABC News. A two-year-old boy found 16 hours after wandering away from his Arizona home. ABC's Dave Packer has more on who or what kept the boy safe.
Arizona rescuers searched all Monday night for two-year-old Bowden Allen, rancher Scotty Dunton.
I'd heard about the missing child before I was going to town, and when I was driving out the driveway, I noticed my dog was sitting down by the entrance, and I look up and the little kid standing there with my dog.
Dunton says his dog Buford likely protected the boy from mountain lions.
He loves kids, so I can imagine he wouldn't leave him when he found him.
The boy says he slept all night under a tree before the dog found him. As a reward, Dunton says Buford has a nice juicy steak coming his way. Dave Packer, ABC News.
A city council leader in Birmingham, England, says the garbage strike there cannot continue and is urging a new round of talks. Tons of garbage has been piling up on streets for weeks now. People have reported seeing cat-sized rats near their homes. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Family Prescription Center, where your family comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Saxonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Will you be ready for retirement? Whatever your age, now is the right time to start thinking about your retirement goals. Establishing a good savings habit and finding the right kinds of investments to build your retirement nest egg can make a difference in how much you accumulate. Today, you have numerous options when selecting your IRA, and deciding which account is right for you is one of the most important decisions you will make for your financial future. Whether you are 5 years away from retiring or 45 years away, the most important thing you can do is start planning today. A delay of even a few years can significantly impact the amount you accumulate.
Call Rob Renish with PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank, to find out which IRA fits your financial needs or to update your current IRA savings strategy. You can reach Rob at 608-383-1333 or stop by any branch office to set up a free, no-obligation appointment. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates. Not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed. Not bank deposits or obligations. May lose value. Today's forecast calls for a high of 58 with lots of sunshine. Also for tonight, a few clouds with winds increasing a bit and a low of 38. For Thursday, 62. Scattered showers likely, especially by midday. A thunderstorm is possible. Mild conditions Thursday night with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely. And also for Friday, 64, with a 50% chance of spotty showers and thunderstorms. I think you're supposed to plant potatoes on Good Friday, so maybe it'll be a little wet for me. Right now, 25.
It's your WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to get into your dream home.
6 minutes after 7, WRCO giving you some great tunes, some info to go along the way, and the only station that has Hank. Right now, Taylor Swift.
Say hello.
7:10, good morning from WRCO Radio, 25 degrees. We're up one from the overnight low. Today is National Banana Day. I celebrate just about every day with a banana, so there you go. It's National Eggs Benedict Day. Maybe we can get Hank to whip some up there with his special recipes in the WRCO kitchen in the microwave. It's also Save the Elephant Day, a day to salute school librarians. It's Teacher Daughter to Volunteer Day as well. World Semicolon Day. Celebrate accordingly. It's National Orchid Day. And it's Stress Awareness Day. So be aware of that stress. Have it be gone today. The sun is out and lots to be looking forward to today as we get along our merry way today. This is Riley Green on FM 100.9 WRCE. Good morning from the center.
Tonight I ain't bringing no wine. Tonight I ain't bringing no roses. Talking would take too much time. I think I just better show you. Let's turn the lights down. Let's get right down to it. Soon as I walk in the door, I don't wanna be out of line. But girl, I can't wait anymore. I want you in the worst way. My hands are needing your hips. Want the first taste. Off your lips, so close all the blinds, lock all the doors, put away anything that'll break. Baby, I need you tonight. Let's see how much love we can make. I want you in the worst way. Baby, that don't mean that I don't love to go wine and dine you. That ain't on the menu tonight. Cause I think I need to remind you that your skin on my skin feels just like heaven to me. You look like an angel tonight, but you might wanna slip off those wings. I want you in the worst way.
At a table with his lawyer over his will, cause he's ill. The kids don't call, they're waiting on the man to die. He's gonna leave them all a little something, but they're gonna be real surprised. There's a poor man living on a budget at the bottom of that hill. He's got a wife and two kids and a worried mind about how he's gonna pay the bills. But only the rich man knows. See, that's where a lot of this money goes, to a man who brought wood in the winter to take a little weight off of his shoulders. There's this thing called wanting and having it all. If you're gonna get there, you're gonna have to walk. First you'll have to crawl. Oh, you know you gotta do it step by step. Miss one and you'll fall into this well. Call a woman and have an it all. The poor man has everything that the rich man wants. He's got a love in his life and his heart. He's got a house he calls home. The rich man owns everything for miles around. But what he needs can't be bought, it has to be found. His rich kids think that they're better because they're better off. That's how they grew up thinking, and now he thinks that's all his fault. So while there's still time, the daddy that the nickel and dime is gonna make him learn to take a turn and stand in line for this thing called woman and having it all. If you're gonna get there, you're gonna have to walk. But first you'll have to crawl. Oh, you know you gotta do it step by step. Miss one and you'll fall into this well called a woman and having it all. See, life's full of changes and morning right now. What you only see in your dreams. No, you don't like it and think it's the strangest thing you've ever seen. There ain't nothing you can do about it. To get there, you're gonna have to walk. But first, you'll have to crawl. Oh, you know, you gotta do it step by step. Miss one, and you'll fall into this world. All the woman that I have in this thing called a woman that I have it all. If you're gonna get there, you're gonna have to walk. But first, you'll have to crawl. Oh, you know, you gotta do it step by step. Miss one, and you'll fall into this world. Call a woman that I have in this.
WRCO FM 100.9 Richland Center. It is 18 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock and 27 degrees on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire. All with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
If you're looking for the perfect flooring for your next project, whether it's carpet, tile, wood, or laminate, Badger Land Flooring has you covered. Not sure what suits your space? Visit Jamie, Amy, and the team at their showroom at 1475 Highway 14 East Richland Center. With over 40 years of installation experience, they will guide you to the best flooring solution and ensure it's done right. Stop by Badger Land Flooring and let their expertise bring your flooring vision to life.
Cordon Main's tax refund sale is going on now. Stretch your hard-earned dollars even further with savings of up to 50% off on our wide range of in-stock furniture, mattresses, bedding, and home accents. From sofas to sectionals, wall clocks to rugs, we have it all. Plus, you'll find specials on our large selection of unique gift items and spring decor that is sure to please. Don't miss the tax refund sale at Cordon Main Furniture and Mattress in downtown Richland Center.
Imagine if buying your next vehicle was as simple as, Alexa, buy me the vehicle I want. At WCCU Credit Union, we have the next best thing with AutoSmart. Simply visit us at WCCU.coop. Click on AutoSmart and you can enjoy instant access to many new and pre-owned dealer inventories. Best of all, you can get price quotes and even get a pre-approved WCCU auto loan at a great rate. For better solutions from local people you know and trust, visit us today at WCCU.coop and check out AutoSmart. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating is committed to excellence with a goal of 100% customer satisfaction. We offer a full range of plumbing services, from water heaters and septics to kitchen and bathroom fixtures, along with leaks and repairs. Bathroom remodels are our specialty, no matter the size. When heating and cooling failures need urgent attention, our experienced troubleshooters will diagnose and find the most reliable, lowest cost solution. Call 647-6345 or visit WirtzPlumbingAndHeating.com. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Highway 80 North, Richland Center.
Wisconsin's forest landowners cut timber from their land for a variety of reasons. The timber is mature. Some plan a harvest as part of their management plan. For others, the harvest may be a salvage operation in response to an unexpected natural disaster, such as a fire or windstorm. Landowners have trusted Meister Log & Lumber since 1936. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber at 608-434-4413 today.
Cobison Buses is a family-owned company that is great to work for, and we are hiring. Would you like a rewarding part-time job after retirement? Transporting our students to and from school is that job. I have a great group of drivers, and you can be part of our team. We are currently hiring for part-time trip drivers and sub-route drivers here in Richland Center. We also have an option for drivers to travel to our Lodi terminal daily. This can be 40 hours per week or part-time. A travel vehicle will be provided, and you will get paid from the time you leave Richland Center. Starting pay is $21 with a sign-on bonus of up to $2,400. For questions, call Bev Lau at 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cobison Terminal off Highway 14 beside TC Auto Works.
When the quality of your care and comfort matter most, the Kramer Infusion Center at the Richland Hospital and Clinics is here for you. We partner with regional hospitals to offer infusion treatments for patients close to home, offering GammaGuard immunity boosters, blood transfusions, and chemotherapy monitored by an on-site oncologist. For expert infusion care in a familiar environment, call the Kramer Center and ask if your care can be delivered close to home at the Richland Hospital and Clinics.
Thank you for joining us. It's the midweek edition of The Roundup, Hanko or Fact. Sponsored on WRCO-FM by Julie Karen State Farm, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, and Syme Funeral Home. It's The Roundup.
The Roundup.
With Phil and Hank. Is Hank full of Hanko? Let's find out now.
It's time for The Roundup.
Cut them out!
Ride them in!
Cut them out!
Ride them in rawhide!
Hey, Hank.
Good morning, my friend.
Yes, what's up?
Hey, look at the gray sweatshirt I have. Do you like that?
It's nice. Where'd you get it?
Does it make me look any skinner?
Oh, sure.
Thanks,
buddy. On the radio, it does.
I look really good.
Anyway. I like the, it was that an iron-on patch?
It was. Do you like that?
Bought the letters WRCO and ironed it on.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Are they crooked a little still?
A little bit. Not bad, though. Yeah.
Well, they look straight to me.
That was always disappointing. You know, you could get the iron-on patch, you know,
right.
A box of Lucky Charms or whatever it was, and iron it on, and it'd be like, wait a minute. It's up and down. It's supposed to be straight.
So, but I'm going to blame it on my new eyeglass, people.
Oh, is that
That's
what it is?
That's all I'm going to say.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I can't. My glasses are crooked still. Uh-huh. Are they not crooked to you?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, you being a cyclops, you only need a monocle. That's what they
Thanks,
accuse
Mr.
you of
Kenyon.
Being. Yeah, for being a.
Thanks,
you know,
Mr. Chris Kenyon.
One of your one-eyed umpires.
You're short, one-eyed umpire.
You could be like Mr. Peanut behind the plate. You know, have a top hat and your monocle.
Yeah.
Ball, strike.
Strike.
I presume Mr. Peanut has an English accent. I don't know.
I wonder if he has a peanut allergy.
Well, I don't know. If he does, he's in bad shape. That's a good point.
He's still living, though.
I don't know. Oh, boy. That's,
you know, the mind wanders some days, Phil.
Yeah, it does.
Wonders.
Yeah.
Do you ever wonder why he's in here?
Sometimes.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, well.
Speaking of wanderers, you know, here's one for you.
Okay.
Hanko or Facto?
All right.
Oysters do not have brains, Phil.
Oh, man.
Now, I've went on a limb on a lot of these here. I just thought of stuff and just said, you know what?
So where do you come up with those
things? I just look at it.
Okay.
And go, okay, what kind of questions can I ask Mr. Phil about an oyster? Oysters. So I'm going to ask you, oysters do not have brains?
I think they do.
No, they do
they
not.
They don't? Oh.
Yes. Yes.
Well, I must be an oyster then. Yeah.
That makes two.
Yes.
Oysters are still alive when you eat them. When you eat them raw.
Eat them raw.
When you eat them raw, are the oysters, are they still alive when you eat them raw? Is that Hanko or Facto?
I'll say it's true.
It is true.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Well, I've never been a fan.
No, I either.
Was your family, did you ever make oyster stew?
Nope.
So that was a tradition. I don't know if it was an Irish tradition or what it was, but back in the day, it was oyster stew on Christmas Eve. They would make it.
Doesn't even sound good.
Yeah, absolutely. The broth was all right, but.
Yes. No, it doesn't even sound good.
Me being the spoiled brat that I was, Mama would make me potato soup instead, so I'd have an alternate, but. Oysters.
Still continues here.
Yes, boiled, absolutely.
Sloths only poop once a week.
You already had that once.
Did I?
Yes.
Is that true or false?
It's true.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I did. Yeah.
I remember that. Yeah.
And they poop one third of their body weight.
Is that right? Wow. You know that. You know, if they were wrestlers, they could weigh in. You know.
Oh my goodness. Hey, we're gonna wrestle Saturday. Let's wait to poop on Saturday morning.
Oh, boy.
Yep. Anyway. Thomas Jefferson, the third president of the United States, once said, two enemies of the people are criminals of the government.
I think that's false.
It's false, Phil. The truth appears not to be self-evident. The quote seems to come from a 1964 essay written by Arthur Ann Rand.
Hmm.
So...
I wonder if it was a disciplinary essay. Like
very well. Yeah, they probably copied it right off yours.
Oh, well.
Ancient Aztecs and Mayans, okay, mm-hmm. invented rubber balls as early as 1600 BC.
Hmm.
It's way out there.
I'm going to say it's true.
You know, because I know this was because of your rubber ball that I found in the drawer the other day.
Oh, yeah.
It is true. They use the latex from trees and mix with juice of a spices of morning glory to make rubber. Did you get a kick out of that, Philip?
I wonder if they
played dodgeball.
Well, I was going to say they might have made a Super Bowl.
Yeah. That's where they come from.
You'd bounce it and it hit the ceiling, you know, and then you'd lose it. You know, that I always had a Super Bowl for about one bounce. You know, boop, bomp, bing, underneath the refrigerator.
It's done.
Kind of
like your soy sauce underneath the fridge.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I didn't mean to bring that up.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
You spill one bottle of soy sauce and you just never...
So now it's a whole bottle that you spilled.
Well, that's what she said.
I'm just going to say, you know what, June, I found some in the fridge here as well. Mm. I'm not going to say
not
who.
Not spilled, though.
Oh, it was spilled.
Well, I didn't spill it. I put the lid on.
You can't blame the grandkids here.
Oh, it's probably Joanne.
Yeah, probably. The idea of painting fingernails originated in China, where the color of someone's nails indicated their social rank.
Hmm.
True or false?
I'm going to say that's got to be true.
It is. Look at mine. See?
Yeah.
I mean, nothing. Mine's just plain old.
Plain old nothing. The kids painted my nails one night when I was sleeping many years ago.
The toenails?
So, no, my fingernails. And I was sleeping, you know, sawing logs, and the next day I was here at the studio. And
you didn't see him in the morning.
No, like, what the?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that was nice.
Yeah, oh, well. What do you have kids for?
Well, yeah, they absolutely. I'd rather play a joke on them. It's not funny when they play one on me.
No, it's not. The world's first paper napkin were used in Japan as early as 600 CE. Okay. Each white paper napkin was traditionally printed with an exquisite landscape design.
Hmm. I'm going to say that's not true.
It's not true. The paper towel leads to China. Paper napkins were invented. were invented in China in the 2nd century BC.
Oh, okay. So, all right. All right.
Hmm. Well, back.
All right.
A Tytone bird.
Tytone bird.
Yep. If you touch them, it will die. True or false?
Weird.
Yeah. If humans touch them, it will die.
Okay, I'm going to say that's true.
It is true. Yeah, it is true. A Tytone.
Tytone bird.
T-Y and then T-O-N-Y.
That's how you say it.
Yeah, Tytone. Mm-hmm. I've researched it.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. All right, here's one for you.
Okay.
Kangaroos never toot.
It always goes back to...
I know.
Yeah, bathroom humor. Yeah, I'm guessing that I'll have to mark that on your report card this year. I'm going to say that's not true.
It is true.
It is true? Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah.
They never toot.
Ah. Yeah. Well, what fun is that?
Poor guy.
Oh,
you,
man,
poor guy.
I tell you.
Poor June.
Interesting. Yeah.
Bats give birth upside down and catch their babies in their wings. True or Hanko?
Hmm.
Bats upside down will give birth, catch them in their wings.
Catch their baby.
In their wings.
In their wings. I think it's true.
It's true. I don't know how you knew that.
I just guessed. Oh, boy. Yeah. Well, yeah, you better be a good catch. You know, you don't want to drop your baby. You
don't
hold your baby up. And yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. Interesting. Boy, you just learn something every day. One more.
The American kangaroo rat never drinks water. Philip.
Huh. Must drink soda, coffee.
Got to have something.
You must. I'm going to say it's true.
It is true. It is very true. Yeah, because I thought it was a lie when I read it. The American kangaroo rat never drinks water.
I'm surprised they aren't, what do you call it? Water depraved, you know?
Yeah, they're drought rats.
Okay, that's what it is.
So anyway, is that it?
I believe that might be it.
Well, I have so much more, but you know what? I'm just going to save them, Phil.
Save them. Save them for next time.
Save them for you.
Don't use all your Hanko in one day.
Took me 6 months to get those.
Buddy, I'm worried about that rat dehydrating.
Oh, don't really worry about it.
Okay.
It's got all kinds of ski out there.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, you got a whole family in your office now.
Yeah, I know that.
Back there on ski and mallow cups.
Yeah, they're just living the dream, aren't they?
They're saying, you know what? Don't tell Phil what... And I'll go back there every day and pour my new ski if you're wondering where your ski's at.
So yeah, I wondered.
Don't worry about the drought.
I wondered who was nibbling on my mallow cups.
I wouldn't nibble on them anymore, buddy. Have a great day. Be kind.
Oh,
one more thing, Phil.
What's that?
There's construction roads, construction workers out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I ran into them. I didn't. I ran into it yesterday. And then just be careful, give them a break.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well said.
Have a good day. Be kind.
Absolutely.
Like you, State Farm agents are small business owners. They understand this isn't just what you do, it's who you are. With that knowledge comes a deep appreciation of what it takes to get a business going and keep it going, and how your insurance and financial needs change as your business evolves. We believe every small business has big possibilities, as long as you know how to plan, protect, and prepare for the risks that can get in the way. So let's take a look at some ways we can help you do that. Call, text, or stop by Julie Karen State Farm in downtown Richland Center. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Since 1892, Syme Funeral Home and Crematory in Reedstown has been compassionately caring for generations of local families. With recent renovations to their facility, they're proud to carry on the legacy of the Syme family, offering a wide range of full-service options including traditional funerals, cremation services with custom celebrations of life, and green burials. They are honored to walk alongside you in your time of need. They also offer complimentary planning services for those who wish to plan their service in advance. They invite you to call them at 629-5651 to learn how they can customize services to honor your unique life. Syme Funeral Home and Crematory, proudly serving Reedstown and the surrounding area since 1892.
For over two decades, Jewell Associates engineers in Spring Green have proudly served our community. They extend their gratitude to all their clients, whether their projects are big or small. The dedicated professionals and technical staff are the backbone of Jewel Associates' success. Jewel Associates engineers salute the River Valley Blackhawks for their outstanding achievements on and off the field. Jewel Associates engineers, proud to be a part of your success, and go Blackhawks!
Looking for a caring and supportive place to call home? At Schmidt Woodland Hills, we offer personalized assistance while helping you maintain independence and joy in daily life. Enjoy delicious meals, engaging activities, and 24/7 support in a warm, welcoming community where you're not just a resident, you're family. Discover a place where compassion and comfort come together. Call 608-647-8931 today to schedule a tour. Schmidt Woodland Hills, celebrating 60 years of Christian care, compassion, and community.
April is Alcohol Awareness Month, a time to take a closer look at how alcohol affects our health. Did you know it's linked to at least 7 types of cancer? Even one drink a day can increase your risk. The more we know, the better choices we can make. Brought to you by the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County.
It's the tax refund sale at Furniture Decor and More in Boscobel and Westby. The more you buy, the more you save. Save $100, $200, $300, and even $500 with a qualifying purchase. Don't miss it. Now until April 23rd, the tax refund sale at Furniture Decor and More in Boscobel and Westby. Free financing available. It's the tax refund sale at Furniture Decor and More in Boscobel and Westby. The more you buy, the more you save. Save $100, $200, $300, and even $500 with a qualifying purchase. Don't miss it. Now until April 23rd, the tax refund sale at Furniture Decor and More in Boscobel and Westby. Free financing available.
Hey there, I'm Jack.
And I'm Stag.
We're just two deer that want to make sure you know it's deer season at your authorized John Deere dealer. The deer season that saves bucks. You know, like us.
Yeah, you can get $3,000 off select John Deere machines now through June 2nd.
Saving bucks is easy. You just have to get in the seat.
Conditions apply.
Visit Slama Equipment in Hillsboro, Mauston, or Reedsburg today. Or you can find them online at slamaequipment.com.
This day in history, in 1947, the French cargo ship Grand Camp, carrying over 2,000 tons of ammonium nitrate, blew up in the harbor of Texas City, Texas. Iconic events in 1947. 1963, the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. wrote his letter from Birmingham jail letter. 1972, Apollo 16 blasted off for the moon with astronauts John Young, Charles Duke, and Ken Mattingly aboard. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries, sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
The Shoebox in Black Earth has what you need for work boots, children's shoes, athletic shoes, and any shoe you need or want. No one has a better selection of shoes than The Shoebox, with all the latest styles for everyone needing shoes. The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox, open 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Happy wishes going out today to Adley from Jill and Jesse. Also to Adley from Sue and Patchy. Happy birthday, Roger Kasherick, who celebrates this week, from Twyla, Stephen, Garrett, Sierra, Janelle, and Gary. Wishes from Avoca, Blue River, and Muscadet Lions. Happy birthday to Evan Leibfried, to Brandon Mum, Addison Stoltz, and Waylon Rowan. Happy anniversary to Travis and Jessica Ringelstetter from Mom and Dean. From the RC Lions, happy birthday to Jacob Lundgren, Kyle Wagner, Eric Olson, Katie Stafford, John Tennant, Sue McCarthy. Happy anniversary to Travis and Jessica Ringelstetter and Ken and Linda Weimer. The Bloom City Town Crier salutes Ken and Linda Weimer today. And Joe and Sue Triggs. Happy anniversary. I think Joe's going to take Sue out in a rowboat in the pond today and celebrate. Have a great day, however you're celebrating, and thanks for sending those our way.
Is it his birthday, his graduation, his retirement, his anything? This is Jamie at J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center, and we now have more gift items for guys than ever. Glock watches, men's bracelets, rings, estate items, silver bullet bullion, or custom engraved dog tags. Maybe you want to have his favorite item engraved, like a hammer, a knife, or a motorcycle part. We do full custom engraving on most metal items. This can really be a super cool gift. Shop J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center for your men's gifts.
Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin was started in 2008 with a goal of helping Richland County and the surrounding areas with all their flooring needs. Since then, our business has expanded from our showroom to the variety of work by offering full kitchen and bathroom remodels, tiled walk-in showers, along with quartz, laminate, and granite countertops. After 17 years, we still say, if you can dream it, we can build it. So stop in or call us today and let Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin make your dreams become reality.
Whether your Easter plans have you stepping out on Sunday or hosting a group at home, Macy's Easter Sale has great deals on everything you'll need to celebrate, like 50% off dressy brunch looks to level up your whole family style, and 50 to 60% off hosting must-haves, like the classic Butterfly Meadow Collection from Lennox. But don't miss out, because just like an Easter egg hunt, there's so much to discover. But you gotta move quick at Macy's Easter Sale today. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
You have a date each week with your lawn tractor, zero turn, or push mower, and you had better not miss it or you will have a mess on your hands. Well, now you can miss it. Let a GPS-controlled Segway Navimo robotic mower mow your lawn perfectly every day. It will mow in perfect stripes, checkerboard, or diamond patterns, yes, every day. It often costs at or less than a normal mower, and you don't have to feed it gas, and you can go on a real date. Check out the Segway Navimo robotic mower at Robot Mowing Solutions and the Homesteader Store.
29 degrees at 7:41. Some nice sunshine out there today. And the good news is the wind is barely rustling right around 1 mile an hour. Wow. How does that go? Anyway, we are glad to have you along today on the 16th of April. We mentioned some local celebrities with birthdays today. One guy that I've met, very nice man, very talented artist with a birthday today, Bobby Vinton. He turns 90 today.
I'm looking for a place to go so I can be all alone from thoughts and memories, so that when the music plays, I don't go back to the days when love was you and me. Place to hide all my sorrow, all my pride. I just can't get along, 'cause the love once so fine keeps on hurting all the time.
Today, Bobby Vinton, the Polish Prince, Moja Droga, Jace Kocham. I believe that's something like that anyway. That's what I was singing. And anyway, we appreciate you listening. Phil Nee with you. We'll be back with you with sports and our trivia question of the day. And Joanne has the news next.
Court & Main's tax refund sale is going on now. Stretch your hard-earned dollars even further with savings of up to 50% off on our wide range of in-stock furniture, mattresses, bedding, and home accents. From sofas to sectionals, wall clocks to rugs, we have it all. Plus, you'll find specials on our large selection of unique gift items and spring decor that is sure to please. Don't miss the tax refund sale at Court & Main Furniture & Mattress in downtown Richland Center.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It's a sunny 29 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Town & Country TV & Appliance, Jones Chevrolet, and Walsh's Ace Hardware. Lots of sunshine and tranquil today, a high of 58. Tonight, a few clouds with winds increasing a bit, a low of 38. In Richland Center, after a low of 24, the air is calm and it's 29 degrees.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Everyone knows we are a steel dealer. We carry everything that Steels offers, and now we carry the Steel zero-turn lawn mowers as well. Six different models to choose from 42 to 60-inch decks. Homeowner motors have Briggs & Stratton, and the professional ones have Kawasaki motors. And also, we just received another shipment of the popular MS-500i chainsaw. So stop in at our Richland Center or Muscadet stores to see these items, and as always, we appreciate your business.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulotz. Richland County Board of Supervisors passed a resolution to make a deficiency appropriation in various accounts for the year 2024 for insufficient funds in three accounts, which include $12,709 in the UW Richland Outlay account, $15,780 in the Richland County Fair account, and $782 in the dog licenses account, for a total of $29,271. The funds will be taken from the general fund and put into each of these three accounts. The Richland County Register of Deeds office has experienced increased costs for services and has modernized the office by adding electronic recording services through the current software vendor and wishes to add credit card services. The added services require additions to the fee schedule for the Register of Deeds office. These additional service fees will cover cost and facilitate said modernization and will be paid by the persons taking advantage of the services. The proposed fee schedule additions are as follows: mail service fee for number 10 envelope, $2, mail service fee for 6x9 envelope, $4, a credit card service fee, $3, an expedited service fee, $20, an e-recording fee, $4, and a tapestry print fee of $2 for the first page and $1 for the second page. The request was approved by the Board of Supervisors. The board also approved the purchase of a Western Star tandem axle truck with the awarded bid totaling $161,825 from Truck Country. The Richland County Board of Supervisors also passed a resolution expressing its sincere appreciation to Barbara Scott for 26 years of service to Richland County. Richland Center is now home of tobacco-free parks. The request to make the parks tobacco-free was a request led by Youth for Change under the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County, made up of students from both the Richland Center High School and Ithaca High School several years ago. They attended several park board meetings over the years and finally talked to the mayor. P4P program director Betsy Raisler shared other park ordinances from area cities with Corporation Counsel Michael Wendell. Wendell came up with an ordinance and the Richland Center City Council approved the ordinance at last night's meeting. Tobacco products are now banned from the parks in Richland Center. Those caught with tobacco products in the parks can face fines. This ordinance includes vaping products. It was announced that the seat for District 3, Wards 7, 8, and 9 is vacant, and five people have stepped forward to fill the seat, which will be chosen by the council. Following the election earlier this month, the council held its reorganization. Ryan Cairns was elected to serve as president to the council again. The council also approved an ordinance for the annexation from Michael Lamont for tax parcel above Rainbow Drive, a motion to purchase crack seal for street maintenance at a price not to exceed $8,200, repair of an end loader within the street fleet at a cost not to exceed $3,200, a temporary Class B retailer license for the Richland County Performing Arts Council for May 10th, a temporary alcohol beverage license for NASCAR Fans United Grace Team Quilt Gala on May 17th, conditional use permits to Sean's Auto Repair of Richland Center, A&G of Richland Center, and Bindle Tire and Auto, and parade permits for the Memorial Day Parade on May 26th and the Rodeo Parade on June 14th. The Richland Center City Council also accepted a $12,400 donation from the Rotary Foundation of Richland County for the acquisition and construction of a sunshade shelter at the splash pad at the Aquatic Center. Governor Tony Evers, together with the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, has announced that 19 organizations have received nearly $3.2 million in small business development grants to uplift small business development in local communities across the state. The SBDG program provides grants to local communities and organizations to directly invest in small businesses and small business creation, including bolstering main streets, supporting youth entrepreneurship, improving infrastructure, providing technical assistance, and more. The competitive small business development grants range from $50,000 to $250,000 and were awarded to local and regional economic development organizations, municipalities, and counties to support small business development and creation. The organizations will pass 100% of the SBDG funds onto small businesses. The 19 grant recipients include Iowa County, receiving $125,000 to support small businesses through its Business Boost Initiative, which has a tiered grant structure to assist with both large and small business expenses, including development, expansion, and physical infrastructure improvements. Juneau County Economic Development Corporation receiving $250,000 to create a series of five grant programs related to entrepreneurial development, leadership, patents, startup support, and profitability investments. Lafayette County receiving $90,000 to expand its existing Launch Lafayette County grant, which is a competitive grant program and supports business building improvements and aims to enhance the visibility and prominence of Lafayette businesses. And Vernon County receiving $150,000 for the Elevate Vernon program, which will provide technical assistance and grants of up to $10,000. The grants can be used for marketing, branding, equipment, building improvements, signage, software, hardware, staff training, or consulting.
Now's the perfect time to upgrade your home with appliances from Town & Country TV & Appliance in Richland Center and Reedsburg. Get store-wide savings on Whirlpool, Maytag, Abana, and KitchenAid appliances during the Spring Fling sellout. Town & Country is packed with inventory, and you'll find great bargains with instant savings and rebates. Shop Town & Country TV & Appliance, 2490 Highway 14 in Richland Center next to Goodwill, or online at townandcountryrc.com.
Today is Wednesday, April 16th. Shelby Jean Thingvold, age 87, died Friday at Bethel Oaks Memory Care in Viroqua. A service will be held Thursday at 11 at St. John's Lutheran Church in Boscobel, with burial in the Boscobel Cemetery. Friends may call at St. John's Lutheran Church in Boscobel Thursday from 9 to 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be given to Bethel Oaks Memory Care in Viroqua or St. John's Lutheran Church in Boscobel. The Kendall Funeral Home in Boscobel is assisting the family of Shelby Jean Thingvold, age 87. Ellen Hooker Hatfield, 72, of Dixon, Missouri, formerly of the Viola area, died unexpectedly March 23rd at home. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at 11 at the Lafarge Free Methodist Church. Friends may call at the church Saturday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Ellen Hooker Hatfield, 72, of Dixon, Missouri, formerly of the Viola area. Catherine L. Steiner, 73, of Jefferson, died last Wednesday at home. Funeral services will be held Saturday at noon at the Kendall Funeral Home in Boscobel. Graveside services will follow at the Boscobel Cemetery. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Home Saturday from 10 until the time of service at noon. Catherine L. Steiner, 73, of Jefferson. Lawrence Jean Larry Keller, 75, of Linden Station, died Sunday at the Sauk County Health Care Center. A funeral mass will be held Monday at 11 at St. Anthony Catholic Church in Germantown. Burial with military rites will follow at St. Anthony's Cemetery. Friends may call at St. Anthony Church Monday from 9:30 until 10:45. It was Larry's wish to have a flannel funeral. Everyone is encouraged to dig out their favorite flannel shirt and wear it to the service. In lieu of flowers, the family would suggest making a memorial to your favorite charity. Lawrence Jean, Larry Keller, 75, of Linden Station. Donna Jean Meyer, 83, of Sextonville, died Friday at home. Funeral services will be held Tuesday at 11 at St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church in Richland Center. Burial will be held in the Sextonville Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Monday from 4 until 7, and again at St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church Tuesday from 10 until the time of Mass at 11. Donna Jean Meyer, 83, of Sextonville. Patricia A. Pat Alt, 82, of Lone Rock, died Saturday at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. A funeral mass will be held Tuesday at 11 at Sacred Heart Catholic Church in Lone Rock, with burial in the St. John the Evangelist Cemetery in Spring Green. Friends may call at Sacred Heart Catholic Church Monday from 4 to 7 with a rosary at 3:30, and again Tuesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements for Patricia A., Pat Alt, 82, of Lone Rock. Steve Madsen, 75, died unexpectedly Friday. A family celebration of life will be held at a later date. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Steve Madsen, age 75. John R. Biba, 87, of Castle Rock Ridge, died Friday at home. Funeral services will be held at 11 o'clock next Wednesday, April 23rd, at St. John Nepomuk Catholic Church, with burial to follow in the St. John Nepomuk Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet Tuesday from 4 until 7, with a rosary to be prayed at 3:45. Friends may also call at St. John Nepomuk Catholic Church next Wednesday, April 23rd, from 10 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be directed to St. John Nepomuk Cemetery or Grant County Hospice. John R. Biba, 87, of Castle Rock Ridge. Faye Blado, 88, of Boscobel, died Thursday at Boscobel Care and Rehab. Funeral services will be held next Wednesday, April 23rd at 11 o'clock at Five Points Lutheran Church, with burial in the church cemetery. Friends may call at Five Points Lutheran Church next Wednesday, April 23rd, from 9 until the time of service at 11. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family of Faye Blado, 88, of Boscobel. Ronald B. Stanek, 95, of Henrietta Township, died Friday in Beloit. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, May 10th, from 1 until 3, at the Nazarene Outreach Center in Richland Center. Burial will be held in the Souls Creek Cemetery at a later date. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Ronald B. Stanek, 95, of Henrietta Township. Jerry Melvin Noble, age 71, died unexpectedly Saturday at the UW Health University Hospital in Madison. No services will be held. The Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center assisted the family with arrangements for Jerry Melvin Noble, age 71.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
ABC News at 8 on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland Center is sponsored by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, an amazing local bakery and cafe within an ultra-cool historic building, and by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Despite the freezing of more than $2 billion in federal aid, Harvard University is not budging in its refusal to let the Trump administration change its policies. ABC's Will Reeve is on campus with more.
Harvard is digging in. The university president writing in a statement, "No government, regardless of which party is in power, should dictate what private universities can teach, whom they can admit and hire, and which areas of study and inquiry they can pursue." President Obama writing on social media, "Harvard has set an example for other higher ed institutions, rejecting an unlawful and ham-handed attempt to stifle academic freedom. Let's hope other institutions follow suit."
President Trump says he's joining some of his top economic advisors for negotiations at the White House over tariffs and trade with a top Japanese official who is traveling to Washington for talks. China announcing today its economy grew.